We're up to the Mishnah on Chaf Hei, Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Mitzvah Begadol Yabi. The older of the brothers comes first to Yibum. If he doesn't want to do Yibum, but he wants to do Chalitza, then a younger brother who wants to do Yibum comes before the older brother wants to do Chalitza. But if the older brother wants to do Yibum, he has Kedima. In Kedim HaKotn Zocha. However, if a younger brother jumped in and made Yibum before, it takes effect. No Rashi, let's go on. Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. V'hoya HaBechor, V'chumish, we'll see the Pasuk. It's in here. Yivama Yovu Aleha Lukachalo Veisha Veyibma Vahoya HaBechor Asher Teleit. So what simply seems to be the meaning of this pasuk is, well, see, it can't mean that. And the bechor that they give birth to, in other words, the yavam and the yavama, yakum al shem achiv hames, will what's it called? Will be called on the name of the dead brother. So his name shouldn't be blotted out. Okay. So Mar says, v'hoya habechor mikan shemitzvah begadol yadin. From here we learn that the Bechor, and over here we'll see it's Lav Dafka, the Bechor, but it means the older brother is a mitzvah that he should make Yibum first. Asher Teleid, and we're going to explain how we learn that in a second. Asher Teleid, Prat La'ilanis, right? Who will be born means that the whole union of Yibum is only there should be a child. But if the woman is an Ilanis, so there can't be any children anyway, therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. Prat la'ilin is she'ini yoledis. Yokum al shem achiv v'nachala. And what's it called? Yokum al shem achiv is going on the yavam. He takes the place of his dead brother, legabi the inheritance. He inherits his brother's portion, and it's not split up amongst the other brothers. He gets all of it. Okay. Ata omer, Lenachla, O Enu Elo Lashem, Yosef, Korinosa Yosef, Yochanan, Korinosa Yochanan. If the dead brother's name was Yosef, we call the child Yosef. Maybe that's what it means. We're saying now, what's it called? The Yavam, Yokum Hashem Achiv, doesn't mean that you name the child for the dead brother, but it means that the Yavam now takes the place of the dead brother Lenachla. So how do you know it means that? Maybe it means, simply, you call the child on the name of the dead brother. Most can't be. Nemar kan, yokum al shem achiv. The nemar lahalan, al shem acheyem yikoru benachlasam. It says over here, yokum al shem achiv. And it says, al shem acheyem yikoru benachlasam. The gabe, what's it called? The other children, aside from Ephraim and Manasseh, right, any other children that will be born to you, Yaakov told Yosef, will be called on their brother's name. Same lashon, and there it means lenachla. Ma shame ha'omer leha lenachla, ab shame ha'omer kan lenachla. Just like that shame means that they will be included in the nachla of Ephraim and Manasseh, so too over here it also means lenachla. Below Yimachishmo, Prat Lusoris Shishmo Mochli. Right, that is if the brother was a Soris, right, who's anyway he couldn't have children. No, what's it called? Yeah. So then, what's it called? If the brother, the Yavam, is a Soris, so he's not going to be able to have children. Also, there's no bits of Yibum. If the wife is a Islandess or the brother is a Soris, there's not going to come any children from this, therefore...
No, what?
No. 1 second. No Rashi. The mace was a saurus. He noticed he could have had children, but he didn't. But if he was a saurus, then he couldn't have had children. Oh, you have many stories here. It's not Roy Lely. If he was Roy Lely, just didn't have children, then there's a mitzvah yibum. But if he wasn't Roy Lely, right, and just same thing, if the wife is not Roy Lely, there's no inyan of yibum. Okay.
That means
it's
a
kena? What?
If the kena is like an
islander. I don't know. She was Roy. I don't know if now it's an islander. I was means the mitzvah, so she couldn't. She could have had children. Right now, she can't have, but I don't think a skein is excluded.
Is it obvious if he was Roy
Lely
or not?
What?
Is it obvious if he was a Soros or just didn't have children?
Yeah. The Soros has Simoni. There's a unit. He said there's Simoni Sris. He never brings Simoni godless. Okay, let's see what Rashi told here. Mikan Shemitzvah Godl, Hochi Dorish. Right, how do you learn from Vahoya Habachor, right, Asher Teleid, that it's going on the Yavam, not on the child that the Yavam has. Hochi Dorish. The Loch Haloli Isha, possibly before, says, and he should be Miyabin, his sister in law, and take her as a wife. The Yibma, Vahoya Habachor, Hamiyabin Yabachor, Vahoya Habachor. And that person who made the Yibum should be the Bechor. And we'll see the Gemara's going to learn. It doesn't mean Mamish the Bechor. It means the older one. So that this is in a continuation of the Pasuk before. He should take her as a wife. Who should take her as a wife? V'hoyo ha-Bechor. The one who was the Bechor. Asher teled. V'osa yivama tehei ru'uya leled. Asher teled. And that yivama, who the Yavam took, should be Roy, to have children. That's Pratla Islandis. Yokum Hayavam al Shem Ochiv Linchom Achloso. And the Yavam, still going back on the Yavam, the Hoya, what's it called, the Yokum al Shem Ochiv, that Bechor, meaning that Yavam, who should Lechatchila be the Godel, right, he gets the Nachla of his dead brother. The Lo Yechalku Echavimo. And the other brothers don't split up the dead brother's portion. Okay. Ata omer l'nachla, v'hai yokum b'yovam mishtoi. You are learning this pasuk in a very convoluted way, that instead of v'hoya ha-bechor going on the bechor that they have, the yovam and the yavama, it's going back that the one who made the yibum should be the bechor, and he is called on the name of the brother, meaning he gets his nachla. Right, you're learning that pasuk like that. Right? Right? Maybe not. Maybe the pasuk is as it says kipshuto, that he should be miyabim her, and the firstborn that they have should be called on the name of the dead brother. Shem hoya shem hamesh yoshi korin lose yosef. I don't know. The Gemara says Yosef and Yochanan, and Rashi says right Yossi. But maybe Rashi is telling you Yossi is just the nickname for Yosef. Right? He's called by the nickname. I don't know what they usually call them. I don't know. Tell him, unless it's a mistake, and it should say Yosef. Okay. What? Yeah, very nice. I don't know. Okay. Okay, so Mara says, Omar Rava. So Mara says, we learned the fact that it can't be talking about Mamish, the name, from the Gzeres Shavah. The Gzeres Shavah says, Yokum al Shem Achiv is the same thing as Yikore. We learned that it's over here, it's also the Nachla. Okay. Gemara says Omar Rava, Afal Gav de Bechol HaTorah Kula Ein Mikra Yotzin Bishuto. Even though normally, even if you have drushes, there's a pashup shot in the pasuk. Okay, aside from the drash, Hacha Asai Gzereshov Afikti Mipashi Lagamri. Over here, it takes it out of the pashup shot completely, and there's no inyan bichlal to call the child on the name of the mace. Because of the Gzereshova, it has to be talking about Nachla, that this Yavam takes the Nachla of the dead brother, and Mamela, what's it called? It's not talking about the child, it's talking about the Yavam, and Mamela, there's absolutely no inyan to call the child on the name of the dead brother. It completely takes it out of the Pashup Shah. So we see there are cases where the Drash takes away the Pashup Shah completely. The Michas Chinuch has a Shaila, whether that would apply to Lifnei Iver Vositei Michshol. Chazal Darshan, that it doesn't mean putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. It means giving somebody bad advice. So does that mean that if you put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, you're not Mekayin the Mitzvah V'Yahaftarech HaKamocha, and you may be Chayiv and Nezik, but that's not the Isser of Lifnei Iver Vositei Michshol. Or no, there's a Pashup Shah, and there's also a Drash. Okay. But here it's clear that there's no Pashup Shah. The Ilav Gzereshova, Havi Amina, Shame, Shame Mamish. The Gemara says, and if it wouldn't be for the Gzereshova, how would I learn that Pasuk? You're telling me the Pashup Shot in the Pasuk is, you should call the child that's born on the name of his uncle, his dead uncle, okay? Leman Komazu Rachmana. Lemanko, who's the Torah talking to? You couldn't learn Pashup Shot to mean that. Who's the Torah talking to? Liyavam, right? If he's talking to the Yavam, you name that child on the name of who? Your brother, right? Al Shem Achicha Miboyale, not Shem Achiv. Who's the Torah talking to? If it's talking directly to the Yavam, you better name that child on the name of your brother. It should say Achicha, right? Yakum Al Shem Achicha. If the Torah is talking to the Yavam, Ila Beidina. If it's talking to the Beis Din, right? Yakum Al Shem Achi Aviv Miboyale. Talking to the Bezin, and it says, you better make sure the Yavam calls the child on the name of his, what's it called, father's son. His father's brother, right. The Dilma Hachi Kamar, Rachmana, the Bezin. Maybe it means like this. The Torah is talking to the Bezin. And Omrulei, the Yavam, Yakum Hashem Achiv. You tell the Yavam to name the child on his brother's name. So it's talking to the Beis Din. And the Mela doesn't say, it's not talking directly to the Yavam to say Achicha, talking to the Beis Din and telling them to make sure he names this after his brother. Okay. Elo Asai Gzereshova, Fikti Lagamri, right? The Elamai, the Gzereshova, so there, what's it called, could be a Pashup Shah. Comes along the Gzereshova and takes it out of the Pashup Shah completely. And tells me that it's not talking Bichlal to the Yavam. It's not telling me what he should do with his child. It's talking about him. He should be the Bechor. He should be the older one. And what's it called? He takes the place of his brother, Lenachla. Okay. Rashi. Ein mikro yotze v'pshuto. V'alpagav the darshinen le'vedrosha midei pshuto mi'ulo nofik le'gamre. Even though we learn drushes from a pasuk, that is one level of understanding the pasuk. But there remains a simple level of understanding the pasuk too. Even though the drush is many times different, that's a separate level. But the original level stays, and there is a simple meaning of the pasuk also. But over here, it's not like that. V'afikti legamrei she'ein tzorich likros libno b'shem ochiv hames v'hochi gomer lo mirabe. Learned it from Gzereshova, from his Rebbe, that we learned this Gzereshova, and therefore there's no inyan bichlal to call the child on the name of the uncle.
Gosh, but it should be that way. What happens to the child of the girl? You're going to call Yosef a girl? You're going to call Yosef?
Yeah, no, but we say, Yohaya Bechor, the first boy that's born should
that's
be with
right.
Her. Yeah.
Still, but
it's
still got a child, she would get
Nakwa. No, well, it says, Yohaya Bechor, the first boy that's born will be called, that's how we learned the Pashup Shah. The Gzereshova comes along and takes it completely out of that. Parchina, the Gemara asks, "V'ilav Gzereshova have a mina shem mamish? How would you learn this pasuk to mean that you should call the child on the name of the uncle? Right? Who is it talking to? Bithmiya. L'yavam ka'amu rachmana. Is the Torah talking directly to the Yavam? Ben hanoled l'cha. The child that will be born to you. Yokim al shem achicha. Miboyale. It should say then the child that will be born to you should be called on your brother's name. Not achiv, but achicha. If it's talking directly to the Yavam, it should be in the second person, not the third person. The ila beizdin, if the pasuk is talking to the beizdin, Modarachmana mitzvahs kriya shema ben, right? The beizdin was the ones responsible to make sure that the Yavam calls his child on the name of his brother, right? Yokum Hashem achi aviv mi boyale, right? It should have said, make sure he calls what's it called? The child should be called on the uncle's name. That's what he should have said, not achiv, but talking to about the Bezdin, make sure you call that child on the name of the uncle. Because not the Bezdin's brother, it's the uncle of the child. Elevave, Yokum Hashem Achi Avi Miboyele, Elevave be Yavam Gufei Mishtoikra. It's talking about the Yavam himself, not the child that's going to be born. Vahoya, and that Yavam will be the Bechor, he should be the oldest one, and he will be called L'nachala, as if he takes over the nachala of the brother. Well, the Bezdin ka'amar, and Taka's talking to Bezdin. Rachmana, shiyokum hayavam al shem achiv hanes l'nachala. It's telling the Bezdin, make sure that you give the nachala of this guy's brother to him. Okay. Imru lo liyavam shiyakum beno al shem achiv. Tell the yavam, right, that his that will be the pasuk pshat. It's going to the Bezdin. So in the Bezdin, you tell the yavam to name his kid for his brother. The chol mitzvahs yibum kamoda kral the Bezdin. All the mitzvahs the Torah is talking to the Bezdin, they're responsible to do this. The kamar lahu lahazur yavam alavo aleha. Right, that the Yavam should live with her. The Haben Asher Teled Lo Yikaymenu Al Shem Achiv. That would be the Pashup Shah. Comes along the Gzeri Shav and takes it away from the Pashup Shah completely. Zmar says, Hashed the Umris Krob, the Godul Ksiv, Eima Bechor Liyabim, Pashut Lo Liyabim. Now that we're saying that the word Bechor is going on the Yavam, so maybe the Halach of Yibam only applies if the brother's the Bechor. But if the brother who's being Miyabim is not the Bechor, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. Right. In Cain, where it says, Eishes Achiv Shalohai Abi Olamo, Demiit Rachman Olamali. We know that Eishes Achiv Shalohai Abi Olamo, right, doesn't make Yibu. Bechora, Achiv Shalohai Abi Olamo, right, can never be the Bechor. He's always the second, next one born. So why do we have to, if a Bechor, the only mitzvah of Yibu is if the Bechor is the surviving brother, how in the world, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that Achim Shaloya B'Olamo, there's no Yibum anyway, he's not a Bechor. Parich Rav Acha, so Rav Acha asked on this, Ve'ema Lemute Buchra De'ima. Maybe Bechor means what's it called, even the mother's Bechor. Right? So the father had two wives, and this younger son was the Bechor to the second wife. So therefore, I would think he is a Bechor, right? So he could have Yibum, but since he's Achiv Shaloi Abi Olamo, there's no Yibum. Right? Marsha says, Ahulo Marsha Samus. You can't say that the Bechor in the Pasuk is talking about a mother's Bechor. Why? The Yibum B'Nachla Tala Rachmana V'Nachla Min Ha'av V'Lo Min Ha'ein. Nachla depends on the father's line, not on the mother's line, and therefore, since the whole Inyan of Yibum is Inyan of Nachala, like we had before in the first parak. Therefore, you can't have a Havamina that if the Torah said Bechor Stam, it meant Bechor of the mother. Rashi, Eima Bechor Dafka Komar Kro, Aval Poshet Lo Yiliyabim Lagamri, Bein Ika Bechor, Bein Leka Bechor. Whether there's a Bechor or not, right, only the Bechor can make Yibum. But no other brother ever makes Yibum, even when there is a Bechor. Okay, that's because we'll see the Gemara is going to say the other possibility. Where it says, Im came to Poshet Labar Yibumu, that's the case. that only a Bechor can make Yibum, right? Lama li demiik rachmana eishas achiv shalo biyolamo. Why did the Torah exclude eishas achiv shalo haya biyolamo, a brother that was born after the death of the brother that died? Right? Typically, mishum delav Bechor who says, should know that lacham eishas achiv. He can't be the Bechor if he was born after another brother who was before him. He's a bechor to his mother, but he's also his the brother from the father's side. So he's younger from the father's side, but he's a bechor to this mother. So maybe that's what it's talking about. Only a bechor is miyabin, but even a mother's bechor is miyabin. And that's why you need to be memayit. It's talking where he was a younger brother who wasn't born when the original brother was born, but he was a bechor to the mother. The Gemara says, no, the Torah would not say bechor by yibum and mean the mother's bechor. B'nachla tola rechmanah, memeila bechor hanotul pishnayim hu demiyadim, ava bechor le'em lo, midimah teishma mino bechor dekro, lav davke elagodl ho'achim. And since the Torah had to exclude Eishes Achiv Shloi Be'olamo, it must be that Yibum applies even to a child who's not a Bechor. Mora says, Ve'ema, ki ika Bechor, tiskai mitzvus Yibum. Ki leka Bechor, lo tiskai mitzvus Yibum. Maybe when there's a Bechor, then even the other brothers could be Miyabim. But when there's no Bechor, then nobody's Miyabim. Okay? Maybe that's what the Pasuk means. So we need a Pasuk to be Memayet in the case where there is a Bechor. But if there is no Bechor, then there's no Yibum at all. Maybe that's the shot in the Pasuk. V'hoya ha-Bechor, right? If there'll be a Yavam who's a Bechor, then there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and all the other brothers could be Miyabim too. Anybody could be Miyabim, right? The Bechor gets precedence. But if there is no Bechor, then there is no Yibum at all. Maybe that's the Pasuk. And therefore I need a Pasuk to tell me that Eishes Achiv Shloi Be'olamo is no Yibum in a case where there is a Bechor, and he, what's it called, wants to do the Yibum, and the Bechor doesn't, that he's what's it called, can't make Yibum. Omar Kro, who meis echad mehem. One of them dies. Mashma, that there's only two brothers, and one of them died. Milo askina de mis Bechor. Right? If there are two brothers and one died, maybe it's talking where the Bechor died. And then the only one left is not a Bechor. And so it says there's a mitzvah Yibum. The Omer Achman Eliyabim. Cut. Right? The younger one now is Miyabim, even though there is no Bechor. Mar says, no, the Eimah Demis Cotton. The Omer Achman Eliyabim Bechor. Maybe there's two brothers, and the younger one died, and the Bechor is left, so there's Yibum. Mar says, Hoy Miyik Rechman Eishas Achiv Shalai Be'olamo. That can't be, because if that's the only case, right, then what do you need Eishas Achiv Shalai Be'olamo? Must be that it's possible that the younger brother who wasn't born when the first one died is the one who was talking about. So can't be talking only where the younger one died. It could be talking even where the older one died. Mara says, Ve'ema ki leka b'chor kodem katan zocha. Ve'ika b'chor kodem katan lo zocha. Maybe we should learn the pasuk like this. When there's no b'chor, then the younger one could be miyabin. But if there is a Bechor, only the Bechor could be Miyabin. And then the younger one can't. You need a Pasuk to be Mamayit, Eishes Achiv Shloi Be'olamo, for the case where there, what's it called, there's no Bechor. But if there is a Bechor, then only the Bechor can Miyabin. And the younger one can't. Omar Kro, ki yeshvu achim yachtov, huksha yeshivas achim zelazeh. Right? That all brothers are equal. So you can't say that if there's a Bechor, none of the other brothers can be Abin, because it says, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. Yachtov comes to tell me that they're all equal v'gabi yibum. Rashi. Ve'ema ki ika Bechor, kolomer dilma la'olam Bechor davka. V'hochi komer achmona. I ika Bechor kamoch tiskai mitzvah yibum. If there's a Bechor, then there's a mitzvah yibum. O b'Bechor, o b'Parshit. And then it applies to any of the brothers. Shelo hayu sham elishna with the nafkalom midim imit eishes achiv shloi be'olamo, and we know that for sure it has to apply to other brothers, because otherwise why do you need a pasuk to be memayit eishes achiv shloi be'olamo? But that's only where there's a bechor. The chilek of bechor lo tiskayim uptur lagamri min a pasuk, And if there is no Bechor, then there's no Yibum at all. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means. Umeis Echad Mehem, Mashme Shelo Hayu Shom Elishnayim Umeis Echad Mehem. There are only two brothers and one died. And Mashma, that even if the older one died, there's still a mitzvah Yibum. There's no Bechor anymore, because the Bechor is dead. Milo askin and kolomer milo mishtam anami mikro the meis bechor the komer achmon liyavim poshut. The poshut could be talking where the older one died and now there's only the younger one and still is evil. Where it says no ve'emal korchel kro dochik umesukam kagon the meis poshut. Maybe not. Maybe the poshut's only talking where the younger one died and the older one's alive. The komer achmon liyavim bechor dochsi v'hoya bechor. So Mar says no, you can't say that. Hamiyik rachmona. In this case, the Torah said, but if he wasn't born yet, then he's potter. How could he not have been born yet if it's talking where the younger one died? Alma de misgodl mashma v'su leka b'chor kotten. Mora says, eima ki leka b'chor kodem kotten zocha. No, maybe you learn the pasuk like this. That there's a mitzvah that what's it called, even on the younger brothers, that's only where there is no b'chor. But if there is a Bechor, then the mitzvah is only in the Bechor and not in the younger brother. And the Pasuk that is Memayet, Eishes Achiv Shaloi B'Olamo, is talking where there's no Bechor. The Holo Rabbis of the Yavim Pasuk, Elam Mivan Meis Echad Mehem, Umiyu Te Eishes Achiv Shaloi B'Olamo, the Mashma the Meis Bechor, the Omer Achmon Liyavim Pasuk, Aval Ika Bechor, Lo Liyavim Pasuk. But if there's a Bechor, then only the Bechor can be Yavim. Mora says, no, Huksha Shavim Liyibim. It says, Yachtov, all the brothers are equal. So there's no time when only the older one could be Miyadim. Okay. The Eima Ki'ika Bechor Lahadar Agodl. Right? If there's a Bechor, then you go after the older one. Ki'leka Bechor Ein Chosun Eitzel Godl. Okay, so now this means the following. Rashi Lahadar Agodl. Ilo Bo Shar Echov Nagzur Olav Lekofo. The Mitzvah Le Ramya Vlo Acherim. Ava Ki'leka Bechor Lo ram ya mitzvah godl shvei nishar echad. Means like this. If there's mamash a bechor, then the halacha is like this. If the godl doesn't want to be miyabim, then you go to the younger brothers. What if they don't want either? Then you go back to the bechor, the older one, and you force him. He has to make yibum or chalitza. One of the two. Okay? Maybe that's only if it's a bechor. Then, if the other brothers don't want, you force the bechor. But if there's no bechor, they're just older brothers. And the older one doesn't want, and then the younger ones don't want. You don't force anybody. Right? Lahadar agadul, ilo boy shar echov, nazar alav, lekofo, the mitzvah leiram, yavol acherim. Ava ki leka bechor, lo yam the mitzvah agadul, shvei mishar echov. But if there's no bechor, then you can't force just the older brother, if he's not the oldest brother, to be miyavim. Hochin etzel ochiv akotin. Second. Okay, Alma Tani Abaya Kshisha. Lamaisa, we see it's not like that. Abaya Kshisha said, Mitzvah Begodl Yabin. The mitzvah first starts with the older brother. Lo Rotza, if he didn't want, Hol Chimetzel Achiv HaKotten. Then you go to the younger ones. Lo Rotza, if they didn't want, Chol Chimetzel Godl, right? You go back to the older one. So Mora says, so you see that it doesn't depend on the Bechor. Mora says, Ki Bechor. Ma Bechor Becholasso Garmalo. Avgadol gezulasa garmala. Right now, just like the bechor, his bechora caused him to be first, and therefore, if the other brothers don't want, we go back to him. Same thing we're saying now. Bechor is lav dafka. It means any older brother. So his being older made him first. If the other ones don't want, you go back to him. Hochin itzulachiv hakotn Rashi mashma kotn heimenu vegadol misharechot. Mashma, younger than him, but older than other brothers. Alma mahadrinin agodl, the godl kodem. You go, keep going, the one that's older, not left after the oldest. Umidiktani chos or natal godl, lekala osve, de ikala maimer, my godl bechor. De ilo mwatsi lishnu yehochi ademosid, minitani abaya losim asnisa. De tani perkacholitz, nami lo ratsa chos or natal godl. Right? So we could say from the Pasuk, the Mishnah is talking about the Bechor. You only go back to a Bechor, but not to an older brother. But Abaye Kshisha said that you always go back to the older brother, lav dafka, the oldest. So it's only not only by Bechor. Okay. Gemara says, Enochanami, just like the Bechor, what made him first, it was his Bechora, so too, if there's no Bechor, what makes the other one first, he's godless. So same thing, you go back to him, if the other ones don't want. Gemara says, Ve'ema ki miyabim Bechor lishkol nachla, let's say the pasuk means like this. If there's a Bechor, then he gets the, what's it called, the nachla of the dead brother. Ki miyabim pasuk lo lishkol nachla. But if not the Bechor is the miyabim, then he doesn't get the nachla. They split it up evenly between all the brothers. Amar kra, yakum al shem achiv, v'harei kam. No, whoever is the one who is going to, take the place of the brother by marrying the wife, he gets the nachla. Mor says, Ela Bechor dekai rachmana lemai hilchasa. So why does it say Bechor? If it didn't mean the Bechor, it meant the older one, it'd say Hagadol. Why make all this trouble, just use a different word, and we would save a whole omit. Mora says, Legreyasa. No, so tell me the opposite. That he's like a Bechor, right? He's like a Bechor. The one who is Miyabin, the Yavam, is like a Bechor, not for a positive, but for a negative reason. Ma Bechor ain't a notal Beroy kebemusik, afai ain't a notal Beroy kebemusik. Rashi, Ela Lamai Hilchasa Kori Bechor, Likasi Gadol. Why didn't the Torah just say Gadol? If it meant Gadol, say Gadol. Don't confuse me and say Bechor. Bechor Eino Notel, Chelik Bechor Rebenachlo HaReuya Lavo Lohem Achar Mises Aviyim. For instance, the father, the brother who died, had outstanding debts that were owed to him. And they weren't collected when he died. They collect them after death. That's called Roy. It wasn't in his possession when he died. So the Yavam does not get those debts. When the debts are collected, they are divided evenly by all the brothers. Just like a Bechor. The halacha is, a Bechor only gets double portion in the things the father owned at the time of death, not things that came to the estate after the father died. Things that came to the estate after the father died, the Bechor gets equally with the other brothers. But the things that the father actually had at the time of his death, that's where the Bechor gets a double. Same thing with the Yavam. The Yavam does not inherit the totality of the dead brother's Nachla, and the other brothers get nothing, only in things that the dead brother had when he died. But if the dead brother didn't have it, it was Roy to come to him later. But it wasn't Muchzik, then all the brothers split it up evenly. Ela b'mashe Muchzik b'yad aviyem b'yom moso, d'chsi b'chol ashi yimotze lo, af yovam hanotol pishnayim b'nifse yovit, chelko v'chelek achiv shemeis, eino notol b'roi k'v'muchzik. The same thing, the yovam, who gets the entire portion of that brother, is only of things that the brother owned when he died, not things that were roi to come to him later.